you love movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am The Wiz, and I'm here today to review the 2015 comedy drama The Intern, starring Robert De Niro and Anne Hathaway, directed by Nancy Meyers. There is a thing that I think all film enthusiasts, especially ones that are on Twitter or on a bunch of forums and stuff, kind of have a blind spot, I would say. We love to talk about movies that excite us, that make us think, that do genre boundary pushing things. Movies from like Tarantino, Godard, you know, those types of directors. We just don't really put a lot of emphasis on are just films that are entertaining, movies that are rewatchable. And I think one director that gets a lot of short shrift with this is Nancy Meyers. Nancy Meyers has done a number of, I would say, really good films. Off the top of my head right now, The Holiday, the remake of The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan. I still think it's a really good movie. I think it's a very sweet and nice movie. Something's Gotta Give, another great one. I haven't seen It's Complicated, but I've heard that was pretty good as well. She just makes really good adult movies that aren't necessarily adult. They're very light on the drama. They're comedies, but they're also very sweet. They're very enjoyable, very rewatchable. Just movies that put a smile on your face. And these are usually movies that maybe from a less skilled filmmaker, they'd be pretty corny. They would be very sappy in a certain way. But her films turn out to just be a really good time and just a very enjoyable film. And every film I've seen of her thus far have been good. And some of them have been great. I mean, I'm looking at them right now. What Women Want, Father of the Bride, The Parent Trap, The Holiday. These are actually very good movies that I would actually like to watch again at some point. When I realized that I haven't seen this movie, and then the theme for this week was going to be workplace movies, I was like, oh God, why not? Why haven't I seen this? All right, so let's just get into it. Let's get into the review of The Intern, directed by Nancy Meyers. Before that, let's get into the plot. Retiree and widower Ben Whitaker, who is played by Robert De Niro, lived a great life and fills his time with all sorts of things to do outside of working. Problem is, though, it's not very fulfilling, and this leads to him deciding on becoming a senior intern for an online fashion store, which is led by an ambitious, driven, but exasperated Jules, who is played by Anne Hathaway, who generally doesn't like the thought of having someone as old as Ben in her office. But Ben wins over not only her, but the staff with his charm, his sweetness, and his good demeanor. Well, now that we've gotten to the plot, let's get into our 3 points, and the 3 points are that the leads are charming and lovable. Let's branch this out a little bit. So I think the entire cast is really good in this movie. And they're just enjoyable, lovable. And I think they fit the parts really well. There's not really one I would call an absolute jerk in the movie, but there's not someone that's like overly happy. It's very middle ground, but it's still warm enough where I can't remember a character that I did not like in the movie. But the leads are really good in this. Anne Hathaway does a very good job with her character, Jules. At first, she's kind of unlikable, a little insufferable, but definitely exasperated and very on edge on a lot of things. But there is a definite arc throughout the film where you start to learn exactly why she is that way, and that she actually grows throughout that film thanks to Ben and other things that happen in the movie. And she turns into a very likable character in the end. But man, I gotta tell you, the best performance of this is Robert De Niro as Ben. De Niro surprised me a lot in this movie. It was funny, I just watched Killers of the Flower Moon and reviewed it last week. And I just watched De Niro as cold, calculated, and just an evil human being. And it's something that we've seen De Niro in before in many other movies. So that wasn't really a stretch. But and I said that was probably the best performance that he's had since Heat. This is another really good performance because within minutes, I completely forgot about the standard characters that he has, which are the evil, violent, disturbed villains that he's played in so many movies. But he plays this really sweet, good-natured, very lovable guy incredibly well, to the point where I completely forgot about those other roles until the end of the movie, where it's like, wow, I have never seen Robert De Niro in this kind of role. And he pulled it off brilliant. I really liked him in this movie. And I think he is the stand-up because he's also the main character. And if he wasn't as charming in this movie as everybody else, the movie wouldn't work as well as it did. My second point, it's a sweet story of change. The main thrust of the film is change. We find ourselves stagnating. We find ourselves in a way where we aren't doing as well as we'd like to. So we mix things up. That's what Ben does, and that's what the entire office staff starts to do when Ben gets involved. At first, they kind of say, oh, this isn't going to last. They kind of poo-poo him a little bit, but then they grow to love him, and they all change in great ways. And that's especially with Jules as well. And that's what the main characters all do. They change in significant ways, but it's still in a lighthearted, very enjoyable way. The story of it is not very deep. It has that right amount of heart and charm that really works in its favor in this one. So the story of change and changing yourself to better yourself is something that I resonated very well with and I actually enjoyed. And my third point, it's just a happy, heartfelt, good time. I mean, honestly, there isn't much depth in the movie. I'm going to be free to admit that to you. It's not something that will make you think and make you like, oh my God, think of the inner plight of Bette. No, this is not what this is. It's just a really funny, really sweet, good time. It's something when I choose movies to watch, I usually don't put that in consideration. It's just a good movie. It's just a good time. And I kind of also undervalue that as well at times. I usually go for the more thoughtful movies and the ones that push certain boundaries in filmmaking. But really, we watch movies to enjoy them and to be entertained by them and to, in some ways, make us happy. It just put us in a good mood at times. And The Intern does a really good job of that. That's what I will say as well. It's just a happy, heartfelt, good time. Who is this movie for? It's more for people if you just want to smile. It's just a really good movie. It's just a sweet movie. And it's something that I would see some people, when they're in a bad mood, just popping on and watching and just really enjoying themselves. And it's also for people if you like Nancy Meyers films, which I guess kind of fits in with the first one. But Nancy Meyers does a really good job taking stories and plots that honestly are really worn out and don't really expand much in films. They're popcorn films, essentially. But they're so enjoyable for a wide swath of people that I can easily recommend this to anybody if you just want to enjoy yourself and have a good time. If you liked other Nancy Meyers films, yeah, definitely check this out. Overall, I do recommend The Intern. I definitely enjoyed the film. I laughed a lot. I was smiling throughout the entire film. It was just a good time. I really enjoyed watching this film. De Niro does a great job in this film, playing this sweet, kind guy. And Anne Hathaway does a good job with her character as well. The cast is very good in this movie. The film is just a very sweet. It is just something that will make you smile and will just have you enjoying the 2 hours it has. Yes, we can pick apart certain things about the movie. Is it realistic? No. Is it a movie that is very deep? No. It really is not. And yes, it does talk about certain issues such as ageism and sexism in business. Does it get into too much depth? No, it does not, because that's not the point of the movie. But even then, it's still a very enjoyable movie, and for that, I will recommend The Intern. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at imthewiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. Okay, so for Thursday, we're going to have the 007 debriefings with me and Zero, and that is the movie The Spy Who Loved Me. Saturday, we're going to continue workplace movies, and that is Working Girl, directed by Mike Nichols. And on Tuesday, the theme for that week will be films set in Ireland. I think that Sunday is going to be St. Patrick's Day, which I neglected to figure that out before I chose the theme for this week. We are going to watch some films that were set in Ireland, and I'm going to choose a film from Carol Reed that I've wanted to watch for a while. I haven't gotten around to it, but I'm going to do it now. And that's 1947's Odd Man Out, starring James Mason. First off, I watched The Third Man, and I really, really liked it. I thought The Third Man was a really good movie. So when I started looking at Carol Reed's other filmography, The Odd Man Out was something I was interested in. Kind of hard to get until it got into Criterion, and I haven't gotten the Criterion version yet, but I think this is streaming on Max, so I'm going to definitely check that out for next week. So tune in next time, where Thursday we do the 007 debriefings with The Spy Who Loved Me. Saturday, I'm going to review Working Girl, directed by Mike Nichols. And on Tuesday, Odd Man Out, directed by Carol Reed. I am The Wiz, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.